sad to hear him say, "Oh, I wonder, yes, I wonder, will the angels way up yonder, will the angels play their harps for me? Oh, 1,000,000 miles I've travelled and 1,000,000 sights I've seen, and I'm ready for the glories due to be. Oh, I wonder, yes, I wonder, will the angels way up yonder, will the angels play their harps for me? Shall I ride up to the pearly gates in glory, in a chariot of shining gold? Shall I see the folks that went up there before me, when I'm safely gathered in the fold? Oh, I wonder, yes, I wonder, will the angels way up yonder, will the angels play their harps for me? Oh, 1,000,000 miles I..."
Fred Cantwell. Diana, tell me about Fred.
Oh, well, Fred was one of the original members of the group and really the catalyst of the group, because he was the person who was most enthusiastic about what we were doing. When I first started the Meadowcroft group, it was with the expectation of doing an oral history group, and that was very much how we advertised it. We want to know more about the history of Oxfordshire. You're the experts. Come and tell us about it. And I was particularly interested in that at that time in storytelling. And I was convinced that the members of the group would have some good stories to tell me. So a lot of my first weeks was, come on, tell us a story, any ghost stories from round here. And nothing would come up. And finally, it was Fred Cantwell who said, "I don't know any stories, but what we used to do was sing," launched into a song. And I realised, and that completely echoed with the group. They all had songs or bits of songs and knew about Fred and responded to him. And it taught me a lesson about oral history, which is, you know, you sometimes have to give up what you're looking for and realise what the group and your respondents have to give. And I think I learnt such a lot just listening. Fred's main contribution was this emphasis on songs, and he was himself a real singer. And his father had been a very well-known Oxfordshire singer, singing round the pubs. He used to work with his dad. And on Friday nights, he and his father, coming home from work with the week's earning, would end up in a pub, sing till turning out time or later, and drive Fred's mother absolutely berserk with annoyance. Because even though he stood lots of drinks, I think he paid for many around himself. Fred had inexhaustible energy and enthusiasm for the group, and his anecdotes were almost always scurrilous, and they usually involved poaching and inevitably getting the better of somebody. And poaching rabbits, which was their main, it sounds as if it was their family standby. But on one occasion, his father poached a swan, which is a really terrible thing to have done. Was delicious, but afterwards they had to dig a very deep hole in the garden to bury the bones, because the swan's bone would have given the game away.
"Oh, 1,000,000 miles I've travelled and 1,000,000 sights I've seen, and I'm ready for the glories due to be. Oh, I wonder, yes, I wonder, will the angels play up yonder, will the angels play their harps for me?"